We're going to continue singing in just a few minutes, but we're going to take a short intermission to look at a scripture on behalf of those who are being baptized. Those who are being baptized, could you raise your hands? Hey, can you stand up? Yeah. Great. Yeah. You can sit down. Just to focus on what you're going to do today, but also for people who have not yet been baptized as adults, for your information, just so you have an idea of what actually is taking place today. And for those who would like to be baptized or those who would consider being baptized in the future, we're just going to look at this passage of Scripture. It's from one of Paul's epistles, Romans. And it's a few verses in chapter 6. He says, "All we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We are baptized into Christ." This means we're baptized into his name. The scriptures tell us to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, into his authority. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We're baptized into his person. He's a living being. We're baptized into a spirit, because we're a spirit being. We're baptized into his body, which is the church. Baptism means to be immersed into Christ, to be immersed into his person, to be immersed into his name, into his body. This is why many churches see baptism as a form of church membership. And in a sense, it is. Now, we don't consider baptism an entrance into membership here at Cornerstone, but we consider baptism as a membership into the church of Jesus Christ, being baptized into his body. But it has a membership aspect because we become members of his body through baptism. Then Paul goes on to say we're baptized into his death. I've always thought that's a peculiar focus, into his death. Isn't this a time for celebration? The death there refers to specifically the cross of Jesus Christ. We're baptized, immersed into his cross. What took place on the cross 2,000 years ago. Spiritually speaking, we were there. You know, the Apostle John said that God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit. God has studied and has learned to speak English, Italian, Chinese, but he prefers to speak spirit because he's a spirit. And to some extent, we have to learn to speak spirit to understand God. And in his view, we were baptized, we were on the cross with Jesus Christ. Now, Paul focuses on this. Jesus himself said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it falls into the ground and dies, it produces much fruit. Now, we know that's true in the plant world. It's also true in the spirit world. Life comes out of death. Death produces life. And when we die with Christ, we can also live with Christ. The Apostle Paul said in another epistle, 2 Corinthians, he said, death working in us works life in you. That's a key to ministry. All ministry is some form of self-denial, some giving away of yourself. And that death produces life. It's a principle, and we see this principle in baptism. And Paul goes on in the next few verses to sort of explain it in a little bit more detail. He says, we were buried, therefore, with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. That's what's called identification. We identify with Christ. We identify with his death. We were joined with him. We were united with him in that death, spiritually speaking. We were joined and united with him in that burial. And that's what's pictured in baptism. And we're joined and united with him in the resurrection. So that something old dies and passes away, and something new is resurrected so that we can walk in newness of life. Then Paul says, knowing this, you know, in this chapter, Paul gives us a real paradigm for spiritual growth. He says in this verse, verse 6, he says it in verse 9, knowing this. In verse 11, he says, reckon or consider or believe it to be true for yourself. And I think it's in verse 13, he says, present or yield yourself. He gives us a paradigm for spiritual growth. We need to know what God says, what God thinks about us. And then we need to reckon it, consider it, believe it to be true for ourselves. Identify with it. And then we need to present or yield ourselves. And that's what these people are doing today in baptism. They're presenting themselves for this work of God. They're yielding to God to do this work. They know it. They consider it to be true for them. And they're presenting themselves to God, allowing him to do this work of crucifixion, burial, and resurrection in their lives. We need to know, we need to reckon, and we need to present. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away, that so we should no longer be in bondage to sin. For he that hath died is justified from sin. He who dies with Christ in baptism is justified. It doesn't mean that we don't sin, doesn't mean that we're not going to sin, but it means that if we do, the verdict comes up innocent because of what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. Knowing this, that our old man, now just for some of you who want to go just a little bit deeper here, our old man, it doesn't say my old man, her old man, his old man, your old man. It says our old man. It's singular. A lot of translations say our old self. Not such a good translation. The Greek word is anthropos. It means man. So who is this old man that we are all a part of? I'll suggest to you that it's Adam. The first Adam. Jesus is called the last Adam. The first Adam is the whole human race, the whole Adamic race. That is what was crucified with Christ on the cross, so that the body of sin might be done away, rendered useless, inactive, inoperative. We were part of that old man, every one of us. We were all crucified with Christ. Now, only us who believe receive this benefit. He died for the sins of all the world, but not everyone accepts that. But when you accept it, when you believe it, you receive it. So that the body of sin might be done away, that we would no longer be in bondage, slaves to sin. Why? Because he who has died has been justified. A dead man is not guilty. And that man that died was this old man that we were a part of. So this is why when the people on the day of Pentecost listened to Peter preach, they said, what should we do? And he said, repent. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what these people are doing today. They've repented. They've turned toward God and away from their old life of sin. They're going to be baptized, identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. For the remission, the sending back, it's an interesting word, the sending back of their sins. Doesn't say they didn't sin, doesn't say they're not going to sin, but those sins are sent back because of what Jesus did. Quite amazing what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. If we know what he did, and if we reckon it, consider it to be true to ourselves, and we present ourselves to God for this work by being baptized, we can be the beneficiaries of his work on the cross. And I pray today that you people would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that as you come up from the water of baptism, that the Spirit, just like he did in the form of a dove, came upon Jesus, the Son of God, that you would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that you might walk in newness of life. Amen.